Manifesto of Care by Bernadette Russell and Friends. According to the dictionary, the definitions of care are as follows. Noun. 1. The provision of what is necessary for the health, welfare, maintenance and protection of someone or something. 2. Serious attention or consideration applied to doing something correctly or to avoid damage or risk. Verb. 1. Feel concern or interest, attach importance to something. 2. Look after and provide for the needs of. A short while ago, the architect Peter Tully told me about one of his projects, in which he transformed an enormous and decrepit old Sears building in Memphis into a beautiful multi-purpose space for the community. The Sears building had been a shop and a distribution centre, but had been closed for years, mouldering and neglected, as it would have cost millions of dollars to tear it down, money that the city could not spare. Instead of destroying it and starting again, they looked at what they had, the beauty in the decay, and the light in the water of rivers running through a place where rivers have no right to be, and honoured the good that was there and built on and around it, keeping the best. Perhaps we could do that with our systems of care, I thought. Perhaps we could do that with everything, I thought. Keep the best, build around it. So I'd been thinking about care for some time. I thought about how I, in common with all other human beings, have spent years caring and being cared for in one way or another. Like that one time when I sat on my Nana's lap, quietly, and she read me a story to help me to sleep because I was scared. Or that time when once in the street, in the winter, walking to the doctor's, my asthma was so bad I had to ask for a stranger's help. And that person sat with me till my breath came back and I could go on. Or that time when I just sat and massaged my friend's hands because she was dying and too tired to talk, and that was the best we could do, and that seemed okay. I've also been a recipient of and been a witness to a care system that for various and complex reasons is not always as good as it could be. So I set out to ask people what they thought we might need to make it better, easier, kinder for carers and cared for both. This manifesto is a collection of the ideas I collected and the conversations I had. It's about how we would like to be cared for and how we would like to care, what we hope for in the future and in the present from care and as carers. It is intended as a provocation. It's an invitation to have your own ideas and conversations, to join in, to contribute, to challenge, and by doing all of these things to help us create a better world in which care is valued and valuable. Know this, the way things are now, the way things have been, they do not have to be. They are not immutable. They are not carved in stone. They are a construct, and we can look and see what we have and adapt, add, subtract. We don't have to tear everything down, or maybe we do. We can look at what we have and build around it and change it to fit. With these words which follow, I hope to incite you to evolution, an evolution fueled by ideas, imagination, creativity, courage, hope and action. An evolution filled with choirs, jokes, joy and stories, which keeps the best of what we already have and builds on it. With these words and ideas, we can find the courage to demand change in ourselves and from those in power. So the story of how I found the people whose thoughts I recorded here is pretty simple. At the invitation of Samantha Lindley from Threshold Studios for Frequency Festival on a rainy weekend in October 2019, I walked the streets of Lincoln to chat to people about care. I spoke with the strangers I met about many things, including karaoke, weddings, fashion, inappropriate jokes, storytelling, going home, songs and singing, friendship, love, single malt whiskey, the perfect cup of tea, what family is, the love of pets, hot water bottles and fluffy bed socks. We also spoke about death, dying, illness, pain, suffering, grief, despair, anger, loneliness, neglect, isolation, being broken. We didn't mess about. We didn't avoid the hard stuff. We got straight to it, pretty much. I sat with strangers on orange plastic chairs in charity shops and on velvet cushioned wooden chairs in hotel dining rooms. I sat in cosy vegan cafes and on a damp bench on the high street. I spoke to the recently widowed, to octogenarians in rude health and to thoughtful teenagers. I marched up and down and up and down that very aptly named steep hill. I admired apothecary bottles on polished shelves in antique shops whilst chatting to a nice man called Colin about a record collection that was left to him by his favourite uncle and what that meant to him. And it rained and rained and rained. I marched on. I walked the ramparts of the castle and I sat and chatted to people after they'd experienced Lindy Sears' beautiful VR experience, Careless, in which they got the chance to experience what it might be like to get older. I spoke with all of these people about care and asked what they wanted care to look, sound, feel, taste, smell like in the future and now.
Phrases out by reading down rather than across, and then I discovered that you're doing that. I thought I'd come up with an idea.
Later, I sat and spoke with an amazing group of people about care in a cafe that was like an old curiosity shop. We spoke about refugees, duty, intergenerational cohabitation, driving, gratitude, and the advantage of being older and having a punk attitude. In the background, I heard it again when I played back the recording of that day's conversation. You could hear Tears for Fears singing Sowing the Seeds of Love. It seemed appropriate. So here are some of the gathered thoughts and sayings of those I met that weekend, and also those whom I've loved and kept company with for the last 10 years, in living rooms and community centres, in care homes and sheltered housing, in hostels and refuges. All these places I've been lucky enough to work as a writer who works with communities. It is in part a list of wants. It's the words and music of a song for us to sing together, composed of thoughts, complaints, dreams, hopes, frustration, anger, memories. It's a collage of borrowed words and pictures from half-remembered daydreams, an article in an out-of-date magazine found in a doctor's waiting room, and a dusty photograph album no one's had out for years. It's a patchwork quilt, which you can snuggle under and dream your own dreams. I realise that we can't just simply say what we don't like, what we don't want. We must all find the courage to say what we do like, what we do want too. We must tell each other what we want care to be. This is a declaration of intent and an expression of desires and experiences with recognition of our collective and united vulnerability, humanity and fragility, in celebration of all that we have in common. A manifesto of care. We the people recognise that care is something we all need to give and to receive throughout our lives. We demand that care and compassion are placed at the heart of government policy, societal change and individual practice, in order to reach a future where care is central to our existence, as individuals, in our communities, in the wider world. We propose immediate action so that care can help us redefine worth, value, wealth, success, happiness, and improve all of our lives right here, right now. In order to do this, we will accept our own and each other's vulnerabilities, fragilities, and differences. Accept that we will all need care throughout our lives and that care is a human right. Ensure the cared for and the carers are seen as equals and acknowledge that care can be reciprocal. Confront our own prejudices. Address inequality. Campaign to end all systems which regard one group of people as less than another. Campaign for care systems that are more flexible, less bureaucratic and based on compassionate practice. Create new systems of care based on the lived experience of cared for and carers, respecting their expertise. Allow people to define their own family and designate their own next of kin. Work towards a future in which good quality of life throughout our lives is a guarantee. Learn from those trying out different models of care and implement their good practices. Commit to learning and improving care, adapting as times and circumstances change. Demand better pay, working conditions, and support for carers. Ensure that unpaid carers get support, respite, and help. Share the work of care amongst all of us. Love and appreciate all bodies and minds, perfect in their imperfections. Ensure that all shapes, sizes, abilities, and ages are represented in the media. Discuss death gently and carefully, and encourage loved ones to do the same. Allow the dying to speak about death if they wish to. Use the proper words, death, dying, so that people know what is going on. Create alternative living arrangements for people, including intergenerational and communal living. Future-proof our homes for ourselves and each other so that our changing needs can be easily accommodated. Always allow space for joy, fun, laughter, and spontaneity. Utilise technology to improve care and quality of life without replacing human interaction. Recognise and respond to each other as individuals with unique interests, needs, and wants. Practice active listening. Use creativity to explore new ideas for care and help us live good lives throughout our lives. Prepare children by showing them that we accept that death and illness are normal and natural and important parts of life. Recognise that all life has value and meaning, and that it should not be measured by productivity and profit. That was A Manifesto of Care by Bernadette Russell and Friends, with thanks to Samantha Lindley and Threshold Studios, to Frequency Festival, to the lovely people of Lincoln who helped and spoke with me that rainy weekend in October 2019, to Lindsay Sears, the artist who created the VR experience Careless, to Dan Thompson, who designed the posters which bore these words and helped me with the research. Also thanks to Dominic Campbell and to Rebecca Swift of Entelechy Arts. Thank you very much for listening.